And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. I'm Wes. I'm your host here. If you want to send me an email, it's allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And you can download our podcast at audioboo.com/allactionsports. Moving on into more surf, man. We just finished talking to Dennis Jarvis, who's having a spider fest, surf fest, which is going on in Hermosa Beach April 5th. And we're slipping into Mr. Ryan Simmons, who's a coach on the Junior Surf America team. And he's heading off to Ecuador. But before he does that, we're going to talk ASP here at All Action Sports Radio. Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, good. You're there, man. All right, you're heading off to Ecuador, ISA World Championship for juniors?
Yeah, we're heading out Monday night. We got an 8-day event starting sometime next week, and we're coming off a bronze medal last year, and we're trying to take down the Australians and the Hawaiians this year and try and win a gold.
And how do our young American surfers look?
Well, we have a really good team on paper. I mean, stacked against the other best teams. I would say maybe we're the best team for the surfers this year. Jake Marshall coming off a third last year, a bronze medal in the under-16s. He's going to be back. Griffin Colapinto, and then we've got Kanoa Igarashi in the under-18 boys, and then we've got the likes of Frankie Herrera and Tia Blanco in the girls under-18. So we're stacked.
Man, it sounds great, man. It sounds. Will you keep us posted? I know you're not going to be around next week for us, but will you send us an email and let us know how you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. I'll try and keep you guys up to date.
All right, cool. All right, let's go back through this because we have the Drug Aware, the Drug Aware Margaret River Pro coming up on the ASP Tour, stop number 2. We have a Brazilian is our quick pro champion. We have a Brazilian leading the WCT standings. Brazilian, you know, beat out, you know, Kelly, beat out all the big boys.
Yeah.
And as they say, it's early days, but right now we're all talking Brazilians, 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 like we did last week, right?
Sure.
That's still in everybody's head. Okay, stop number 2, okay? The Drug Aware Margaret Pro. Let's go through our top list of people who we're looking out for on the tour. Can we do that?
Well, I mean, you know, you just obviously you throw the top 5 into the mix: Taj, Kelly, Parco, Fanning, and I guess we'll throw John in there because he was, you know, you feel like he's a top 5 guy. Gone through some injuries, so you know the top names obviously are going to shine. But then you know Gabriel Medina leading the ratings, coming off a win. Everyone kind of pegging him as, is he going to be the first Brazilian to win the world title? So what do you think is going through his mind? I think he's thinking, this is my year. So look for him to definitely want to back up that win with a big result.
Now, how much, I mean, you're a veteran guy. You've been on the tour. How much pressure is on Gabriel Medina? I mean, carrying the whole weight of his country behind him?
I think there's a lot of pressure that, you know, he could put on himself. It seems like he's dealing with it fairly well. You heard him speaking in his interviews, and he seemed reserved and methodical. So if they're keeping him on that same plan, it could be good. If he's letting the hype get to him, because you know everyone at Rip Curl, all his friends, oh my God, you're in the lead, you're the ratings leader. I mean, it has to come out at least a couple times a day. So is he able to deflect that? I don't know. We'll see soon.
And how much pressure do you think he's getting from his stepdad? His stepdad just seems to be so hands-on.
Well, that, you know, I don't know, because they do show him a lot on the webcast, you know, the broadcasts of the surf events, you know, definitely coaching him and nervous energy, excitement, anticipation, sitting there in the competitors area, you know, even, you know, waving hand signals. So is that affecting Gabriel, you know, negatively now that he's getting older and kind of able to do it on his own? I mean, that's the thing. I had a dad that at some point, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm not a kid anymore. Let me do my thing.
Got you, got you. All right, we have more with Ryan Simmons here on All Action Sports Radio in our surf segment. So stay tuned. We got to pay the piper here at All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back with Ryan Simmons.
We live with Dilla tonight.
Are we on the air?
Yo, shout out to my dudes.
Hello, Mom.
Hey, yo, gaze at the sight of a method. Dive in the depth of a never-ending verse. Gasping and swallowing every last letter. Vocalize liquid holes to quench your thirst. Reasons for the rhythm is the cause is unknown. Different individuals are dazzled by the show.
Oh, my miles and dumber in the night. You got your dumber in the night. Our entertainers dumber in the night. You got your dumber in the night. You got your dumber in the night. Our entertainer.
All All right, this is All Action Sports Radio at allactionsportsradio.com. I'm Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. And we're in our surf segment with Ryan Simmons, who's on his way to Ecuador with the junior surf team for Surfing America to represent. But he's stopping by All Action Sports Radio to talk ASP. We're talking about the Drug Aware Pro, which is coming up real soon, next week. Ryan?
Wes?
There you go, my man. Hey, so, Ryan, we were talking about our top five guys, and Gabriel Medina. Let's talk a little bit about Taj Burrows, and then we're going to talk about John. Taj, this is his backyard, right? He's won here before. He's the favorite.
Oh, clearly. He's definitely, like you said, a local from Western Australia. I think he lives 25 minutes away, and he knows all the breaks, like the back of his hand. So, you know, he surfed very well at Snapper, and I assume he'll be quarters or better.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about John. You know, he's been anointed, and he hasn't gotten the crown. That has to dig at him and his people, right?
Well, I think it digs a little bit because he knows how good he can be, and sometimes he doesn't put it together in the contest. But he does get kind of blown up on a pedestal because his free surfing video segments are so gnarly. He really does things on a surfboard that other people can't do, let's just be honest. And then you see the 2-3 minute video segments of him surfing unbelievably, and you're thinking you're going to see that when he puts a jersey on, but it just doesn't come as easily because of the pressure of the ASP World Tour. We've talked about it before, how heavy the pressure is.
But you have to learn how to win. You have to learn how to compete. It's not something, I mean, some people come by it naturally. They're born competitors. And other people have to learn. I mean, it's like, you can be a free surfer all you want, but if you want to be a competitor, you have to learn. It's a mind game, right? I think all sports, I don't care if it's boxing, football, baseball, surfing, it's the mental capacity of these sports is bigger than the physical.
Well, you're right. And in John's case, we'll break it down, is he's kind of a free surfer at heart and kind of aloof and just cruises. So without much care, he's one of those guys, you know, kind of like a Sebastian Zietz in a way, but John is on another level. So everyone's going to break it down, and why isn't it coming? Well, you know, maybe he didn't have the success in the amateur ranks as much as some of the kids that, you know, pounded out contest after contest. And I know he did some amateur contests, but then he qualified so soon. So did he learn how to win, or is he going through that now?
You know, I think he's going through it, and to be honest, when I watch him surf, it's like you watch him in the videos, and you're like, oh my God, and then he surfs, and he gets blown up, and you're like, wow, what happened? And pretty soon, you have to stop making excuses. I think he's going to go the Dane Reynolds route, or he's going to be a monster competitor in about 5 years.
Well, I think maybe even sooner, you know, just because I kind of was harsh on him right there. So I think the other side of the coin is, you know, if he, you know, does get the eye of the tiger now and finds it, you know, maybe kind of feeling confidence that the young guys are doing well, sees Gabriel Medina's success, okay, now it's my turn also to be back in the top five like he was 2 years ago. So that could happen overnight. So it's kind of exciting to see where the young guys are going to, you know, take the next couple years, like you're saying. What's going to be the next 2 to 5 years for John and Gabriel Medina's and Miguel Pupo's? Are they going to dominate the tour? Or are we going to see the veterans kind of hang around like they have?
well, you know, harsh, sometimes the truth is harsh. And, you know, when you speak the truth, especially on All Action Sports Radio, people listen. So we appreciate that kind of truth. Let's talk
about harsh fun.
Harsh fun. Carissa Moore, she's going to rebound. I believe our crack staff was looking up. But I think she won the Drug Aware Pro last year. And I think these are the kind of waters that Carissa Moore just soars in.
Well,
literally,
you know, obviously from Hawaii, she loves bigger waves, all the Hawaiians do, and they seem to shine when it's above 6 feet. So Margaret River, you know, kind of a big wave break. We saw the rights last year, her domination on those forehand carves is the best in the business. Yeah, and so she's definitely going to want to take a win and put it back on Stephanie, like, hey, there you go, now we're even.
Now we're even. She's going to put it back to Stephanie. Now we're even. I know the girls hug it out all the time, but, you know, Carissa Moore wants it. Carissa Moore wants it big.
Yeah, you can see it in her eyes, and even when she wins heats and doesn't perform well in the interviews, you can see that it's kind of eating her up, and I like that as a former intense competitor. When you see that, you know, the intense, the eye of the tiger competitors when they're still pissed, even when they win. That's when you know you have someone who truly cares.
You're absolutely right. All right, the Junior Surf America coach, he's on his way to Ecuador to represent America. Good luck, Ryan. And, man, have a blast out there and let us know how you do, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys, and I'll keep you updated with emails.
And we have more and more and more coming up on All Action Sports Radio.
Do the right thing, do the right thing.